When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And a very good Friday morning, afternoon, evening, everyone. Joe Beningo back with you again, the Ode to Pain podcast. Friday, February 9th, 2024. And the Joe Beningo Ode to Pain podcast brought to you by the Hackensack Brewing Company. By Anita Discount Tire and our good friends at DraftKings. All right, Super Bowl weekend, Super Bowl 58 coming up Sunday night, 6:30 in Vegas, in Las Vegas. The Chiefs, of course, defending world champions, trying to become the first team since the 03-04 Patriots to win back-to-back Super Bowls against the San Francisco 49ers as Kyle Shanahan takes the Niners to his second Super Bowl medal. He lost to the Chiefs back in 2019. I'll tell you right now, do we really? Let's be honest about this. If you are a hardcore football fan, the Super Bowl is for everybody but you. Right or wrong? The Super Bowl is for all the people that want to, you know, watch the halftime show, watch the new commercials, you know, see Taylor Swift waving to everybody up in the booth as Travis Kelce scores another touchdown. You know, this is not for the hardcore football fan. I mean, let's be honest about it. The season really ends at the end of the AFC and NFC championship games. That's when it's over. Then the hype begins, all the insanity. Yeah, you can't afford a ticket for the Super Bowl. What is it, $6,000? Something like that? So, I mean, the average guy can't go to the game. Who's going to the game? I guess both of the teams, you know, both teams, yeah, I think they do a lottery maybe, that maybe there's 2,000 or 3,000 tickets that, you know, a season ticket holder can get if you win the lottery. And then what do you got to do? Pay $6,000 to get into the freaking place? Not to mention, you know, the airfare to get to Las Vegas, getting a hotel room, all the insanity that there's going to be in Vegas this weekend. I mean, come on. I don't know. I'm very down on it. Look, of course, I'm going to watch the game. I will. I've never missed one. I've seen every Super Bowl there's been. You know, going back to Super Bowl I in January 1967 when the Packers beat the Chiefs 35-10. You know, I've seen every one of them. But, you know, where's the excitement level? You know, basically what the Super Bowl has become is, you know, this primetime television show. Oh, by the way, we have a football game as well. That's really what it is. So, look, I'll be watching it. Am I excited about it? You know, I was on with JJ yesterday doing our picks. Am I excited about it? No, I'm not really. Now, as far as the picks go, I like the Chiefs getting two. I like the Chiefs and the under. I do. I just think, you know, I understand San Francisco. I'm a little surprised the Niners are the favorite. I got to tell you. I mean, I look at this game. I look at the Niners. I say, man, they are lucky to be here. They should have lost to Green Bay. They were fortunate to win that game in the divisional round. They should have lost to Detroit. They were down 24-7 in the game, and then Dan Campbell made some very, very, curious decisions on fourth down that certainly wound up, you know, costing his football team. I don't know. Maybe the Lions would have lost anyway. But they're fortunate to be here. You know, the Chiefs, as far as I'm concerned, took care of business. They wiped out the Dolphins in that game in Kansas City in the wild card round when it was 30 below zero. They went to Buffalo as an underdog and beat the Bills. They went to Baltimore as an underdog and beat the team with the best record in the NFL in the Baltimore Ravens. And I think they're going to do the same to San Francisco. I really do. I really do. It's hard for me to bet against Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Steve Spagnuolo, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones. It's just hard to do. And I look at this game, and it's going to be a low-scoring game. I think the key to the game is going to be not only the greatness of Mahomes. And look, give Brock Purdy credit. You know, the fact that this guy's Mr. Irrelevant, and he's the quarterback of a Super Bowl team, and he had a great game against Detroit. I mean, we'll give him credit for that, no doubt. But the fact that this guy was Mr. Irrelevant, the last guy picked in the NFL draft, and he's the quarterback of a championship, you know, NFC championship team in the Super Bowl, is phenomenal. Give him credit. Kyle Shanahan's a great coach, no doubt about it. The Niners have a ton of weapons offensively, you know, from McCaffrey to Ayuk to Debo Samuel to George Kittle, no doubt about it. But I like the Chiefs in this game. Their defense is better. The job that Steve Spagnuolo did against Lamar Jackson was off the charts. And really, the Chiefs, the defense has really carried Kansas City this year. Now, if you've watched them as the year has gone on, you've seen the evolution of them offensively. They become a team that can run the football with Isaiah Pacheco. He's, you know, we always say he runs mean, and he definitely does. You've seen the development of that. You've seen the development of Rashee Rice as one of the key receivers now on the Chiefs. Obviously, Travis Kelce, we all know about him, first ballot Hall of Fame tight end, no doubt about it. And you've seen Kelce, who really had an off season. I think he was really lost focus in a lot of ways, you know, with his girlfriend there, Taylor Swift. But look at what he's done in the playoffs. He had a big game in a divisional round against Buffalo. He caught 2 touchdown passes in that game. And he had a monster game against the Ravens. What, he catched 12 passes for about 116 yards and a touchdown in that game. I think he had 12 targets with 12 receptions from Mahomes. So Kelce has really picked up his game in the playoffs. Like I mentioned the defense, how good they've been. Chris Jones is a free agent at the end of the year, so this may very well be his last hurrah. The great nose tackle of the Chiefs may very well be his last hurrah for Kansas City. And you got Mahomes, and you got Reed. It's hard to bet against Patrick Mahomes, who has really put himself now in the pantheon of the all-time greatest quarterbacks in NFL history. I mean, let's be honest. And he's only 28 years old. He's already going to his 4th Super Bowl. He's won 2 already. I mean, you know, what else can you say? He's been to 6 straight AFC championship games. This guy, like I said, has put himself among the all-time great quarterbacks to ever play the game. So I like the Chiefs in this game. I'm getting 2, and I'm taking the under. The over-under is 47.5. It's pretty much kind of stayed that way, you know, really throughout the week, as the week has gone by here. It's pretty much stayed exactly that way. So I like the Chiefs in this game. I think they're going to win. Like I said, I think it'll be low-scoring. They have the better defense. You know, one thing we saw, especially last week with the Lions, were able to run the football really effectively on San Francisco. And I think you're going to see Pacheco do the same here on Sunday night. I really, really do. So, you know, we'll see how it goes down. I think the Niners defense is not as good as it gets credit for. Yeah, they got some big players, Nick Bosa, Fred Warner, I get that. Trey Greenlaw, I get it. They got some big guys on defense. But the Chiefs defense is better. Let's be honest about it. And the job that Spagnuolo did against Lamar Jackson was phenomenal. Phenomenal. So give me the Chiefs. I'm going to say it's going to be low scoring. Let's say Chiefs 17. I'll say Chiefs 20, Niners 13. That to me is going to be the final score of the game. And we'll see how it plays out. And I got my boxes that we did with Joey and Yonkers and all of that. And we'll see how it goes when all is said and done. All right. Beningo, the Yoda Pain podcast here as we get ready for a Super Bowl weekend. Again, just can't get too excited about it at all. I'll be watching the game, of course. It would be nice if the game started earlier. Remember the days when the Super Bowl started at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon? We can't do that anymore because it's become a primetime show. You know, it really has. So anyway, who cares? Nobody cares what I think anyway, right? As far as my football team is concerned, I guess Woody Johnson – actually spoke yesterday. How about that? And how about that? I mean, how ridiculous is this? So Woody Johnson says there's no playoff mandate, but we have to be a lot better than we were. We got to be a lot better than 7 wins. Well, what does that mean? I mean, come on. I mean, this team has to make the playoffs. There's no other way. Otherwise, everybody's gone. Sal is gone. Douglas is gone. Everybody's gone. You know, Nathaniel Hackett's gone. Rodgers is gone. Because where is this football team? Right? Where the hell are they? I mean, you got a 40-year-old quarterback who's done nothing for the Jets except basically running the team, which he pretty much does. It's unbelievable how much for a guy that's done nothing, that's played 4 plays for the Jets, that he's basically running the show. Unbelievable. But are you really confident this guy's going to play 17 games without getting hurt? I'm not. And we've all talked about the importance of a backup quarterback. We've been through this over and over. Gardner Minshew, Jacoby Brissett, Tyrod Taylor, whoever it may be, that is something they have to have. They have to address. We all know about the offensive line. We know they need another receiver, all of that. But to me, the number one move they're going to make in the offseason is signing a veteran backup to take over for Rodgers if he goes down with an injury. But this is they have to make the playoffs. Otherwise, everybody goes. You got a guy like Mike Vrabel sitting out there who is basically taking a year off from coaching. Nobody hired him. I'd hire him in a nanosecond. They should hire him now. But we know that's not happening. Salah is safe. We know that at least for now. So we'll see. But Woody Johnson, man, can the guy just come out and say it's playoffs or bust? Can he stop, you know, trying to dance around it? Well, it's not really a playoff mandate. Of course it is. I mean, of course it is. You haven't made the playoffs in 13 freaking years. You haven't had a winning season since 2015. Of course it is. Robert Saleh's 18-33 as head coach of his team. That ain't cutting it. That's disgraceful. This team has gotten the longest of any team in professional sports in North America without making the playoffs. Unbelievable. 55 years without a Super Bowl. Unbelievable. I mean, we could go on and on and on. It really is ridiculous. And Woody Johnson can't come out and say, you know, point blank, playoffs or bust? Playoffs or everybody's out of here? Unbelievable. Woody, you're unbelievable, man. I don't know what to say. It's so painful being a Jet fan. It really is. And one other thing, too. I got to get on Garrett Wilson. You know, I was talking to my buddy JJ. I guess he's going to interview Garrett Wilson, or did yesterday at the Super Bowl out in Vegas. And I asked him this. I said, make sure you ask Garrett Wilson. You know, so you're changing your number from 17 to 5, right? Because that's what he wore at Ohio State. Well, what do you say to all the people like me, okay, who went out and bought your number 17 jersey, and now we got to go buy another jersey because you decided to go to number 5? No, really. I mean, are you going to compensate all of us? You should send everybody that has a number 17 Garrett Wilson jersey should be able to send something, maybe send the jersey back to Garrett, and he should compensate you so you can go out now and spend $120 or whatever the hell it is for a new jersey to get your new jersey because you changed your number. What the hell is that? I mean, that's a bad. I mean, that shouldn't be allowed to happen. No, really. You go out and spend money on a jersey, and you decide now you're gonna. And I love Garrett Wilson, but you decide now, Garrett, you're gonna change your goddamn number. Now that's wrong. I mean, really, it is. So I got to go out and buy a new Garrett Wilson jersey now, right? Is this what I got to do? Because you decided to change your freaking number, and then what am I gonna do with number 17? Give it to Salvation Army? Like I've done with so many other jerseys, like Muhammad Wilkerson or Jamal Adams, you know, guys like that, Santonio Holmes, that I, you know, just can't justify having their jersey anymore, right? You know, Vernon Gholston, which was given to me by my old partner, Evan Roberts, as a joke. And somebody now, some young kid somewhere now is wearing the Vernon Gholston jersey. Maybe some kid in, like, I don't know, Guatemala has it now. course, that kid probably lives in New York in a hotel room, but he just got a $3,000 gift card from Mayor Adams. No problem. I don't want to get into that. But really, do we really have to? Do you really have to change your goddamn jersey number, Gary? Why didn't you get number 5 in the first place? Why did you take 17 in the first place if your game plan was 2 years later, after all these idiots like myself bought your jersey, you decided to change your number? What a disgrace. That's a disgrace. It really is. You can't do that. Yeah, I know Kobe Bryant did it with the Lakers. He went from 28 to 24 and all that. But at least he won 3 championships wearing number 8, right? Before he switched to 24 and he won 2 more, right? So that's a little different. And I think the Lakers actually retired both numbers, didn't they? I think 8 and 24 are both up there for Bryant. Or he could be like Michael Jordan did that one time when he decided to go from 23 to 45, which really did not last very long, as he pretty quickly went back to 23 again after they lost that playoff series to Orlando when Jordan came back from his retirement. And they lost to Orlando when he was wearing number 45. He quickly went back to number 23. So I'm very upset with Garrett Wilson, really am, that this guy decides to change his number in midstream. And now everybody, I can only imagine how many people went out and bought the number 17 jersey, and now they got to go out and buy number 5. And I don't know if I'm going to do that. I'm a little upset with you, Garrett. I don't know. I got Breece Hall's jersey number 20. He's not changing his number, at least not that we know. I have Sauce's jersey number 1. He's not changing his number. So anyway, I'm a little down on Garrett Wilson. I mean, that's wrong. It's just wrong. So anyway, I digress as I had to. All right, Beningo, the Yoda Pain Podcast. It's Friday, December 9th, as we get ready for the Super Bowl. I actually played golf yesterday at Paramus, played 12 holes. My wife and I played, hit the ball well. I got to say, I hit the ball well. Putting was a disaster. I mean, the greens were smoking hot. I mean, they were fast, fast, fast. That's how quick they were. I mean, you touched the... I had one hole, the fifth hole, which is a relatively short par 3. So I put it on. I stick it on. Nice tee shot. Put it on. Putt and birdie, right? Actually putted it off the green. Wound up with a 4-putt double bogey. Only me. My wife actually had a par. She had the only par yesterday on the second hole. Good job by her. She played well. She hit the ball well yesterday. But anyway. All right. Nobody cares. All right, let's get our sponsors in here. All right, we'll start off with the Hackensack Brewing Company. And you know the deal. We'll let you know probably sometime in the spring when the next live podcast will be. Located 10 minutes off the GW Bridge, 30 seconds off Route 4, beautiful Hackensack. Tap rooms open 4:30 to 10, Monday through Friday, 2 to 10, Saturday, 12 to 8, Sunday. 78 Johnson Avenue, Hackensack. See Mike Jones. See TJ, everybody over there. Andre, the homeless booker. Check them out. And like I said, we will let you know. Don't forget when you're there as well, try my Yoda Pain beer. We will let you know when the next live podcast will be. All right? So we'll let you know. Probably sometime right before the baseball season when the weather gets better. But we'll keep you informed on when that will be, the Hackensack Brewing Company. Now, everybody knows, of course, about the Anita Discount Tire in Rivervale, New Jersey. Go see my son Johnny. Go see his boss, Ari. Everybody over there, Rob, they'll take care of you. You need work done on your car. You need tires, whatever you need. Whatever you need. You need your car inspected. They'll take care of you at Anita Discount Tire. And again, it's in Rivervale, New Jersey on Westwood Avenue. Tell them I sent you. See Johnny. He'll take care of you. Anita Discount Tire. And of course, DraftKings. Now, everybody knows if you're looking for a super offer for Super Bowl 58, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. New customers could bet on the big game and turn $5 into $200 instantly in bonus bets. And as I mentioned, I'm taking the Chiefs, getting the 2 points, and I like the under. The over-under is 47.5. Give me the Chiefs plus two. Give me the Chiefs getting 2 plus I like the under at 47.5. Now, Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use code OTHEPAIN, O-H-T-H-E-P-A-I-N. New customers can get $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 58 with code OTHEPAIN. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario, as most things are. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. So there you go. If you're going to do any kind of betting, whatever betting you're doing, in-game betting, the prop bets, you want to bet on, you want to bet on the the coin toss. You want to bet on how long it takes to sing the national anthem, whatever you want to bet on, who's going to win the MVP, how many yards rushing Christian McCaffrey has, how many yards passing Patrick Mahomes has, how many receptions Travis Kelce gets. You can bet on all of this, and the way to do it is with DraftKings, and we thank them again for the third consecutive year that they have sponsored the OTHEPAIN podcast. All right, got to move on a little bit to the Knicks. Knicks made a big trade yesterday, lost last night to Dallas. How could they win? Nobody played. Randall is out. Brunson didn't play with the turned ankle. Ananobi's out now. We find out that Ananobi, right, who was supposedly only day-to-day, now had, like, shoulder surgery, and he's going to be out for, like, 3 weeks. What? How'd that happen? God knows when Randall's coming back. Now you got Brunson with this ankle injury. So what the Knicks did, they went out. We thought they're going to make a deal anyway. What they did, and of course, I forgot this too. Isaiah Hartenstein got hurt last night too. Didn't play in the second half. So you're watching the Knicks last night. They had G League guys on there that I didn't even heard of playing, you know? I mean, really, it was basically Dante DiVincenzo, Josh Hart, Deuce McBride, you know, Hartenstein until he got hurt, and a cast of thousands, you know, Taj Gibson out there. I mean, you didn't even know half the guys playing last night for the Knicks. It was unbelievable. So they're very banged up right now. We'll see what happens when they play again tomorrow night, I believe it is. They play again tomorrow night against Indiana, and we'll see if Brunson plays. Now, we mentioned the trade they made with Detroit. They got Alex Burks back, who had played with the Knicks a couple years ago, and they got Bojan Bogdanovic, who used to play for the Nets in that deal too, and they gave up a couple second-round picks. They gave up Evan Fournier, who wasn't playing anyway. And they gave up Quentin Grimes in the deal. Also, two other guys, that guy Flynn that they got as a throw-in in the Ananobi trade. And they also got rid of Ryan Archer-Diaconu, who really didn't play anyway, the old Villanova guy. They got rid of him too. So, really, I think it's a good trade for the Knicks, a very good trade for them. I think Bogdanovic, you know, if nothing else, I mean, they need bodies right now. Because who knows? I don't know. If Brunson playing tomorrow night, they got to have Brunson. You know, you can maybe live without Randall a little bit in the regular season. You know, Ananobi a little bit in the regular season. You can't live without Jalen Brunson. So he didn't play last night. The Knicks were predictably beaten by Dallas. You know, big night for Jokic. A big night for Doncic. I get mixed up. Luka Doncic, of course, for Dallas. Kyrie Irving had a big game, too. They had no shot last night. I was watching the game. They had no chance to beat Dallas last night with the guys they had out there. Josh Hart and DiVincenzo had big games. DiVincenzo scored 36 points last night. He's been tremendous. Josh Hart had a triple-double, had 23 points. I think it was 10 rebounds and 12 assists. But that was it. I mean, as limited as they were with the bodies they had out there last night, they did not have a chance. But I like the guys they brought in. And we'll see what they can do. I mean, look, if this team is going to make any kind of a big run in the playoffs, right? And we were all excited. They won 9 in a row. The Ananobi trade and all that. Now Ananobi's out. Randall's out. Brunson has a sprained ankle or whatever. Hopefully he plays tomorrow night. Hartenstein got hurt yesterday. Got all these guys banged up, right? We'll see what they get out of Bogdanovich. Remember, he played with the Nets for a while, so he's familiar with playing in New York, although it's a lot different playing for Brooklyn than it is for the Knicks, and as well as Burks, who's played here before. So I like the trade. Good move for the Knicks, no doubt about it. And we'll see how it goes. But they need bodies right now. They play Indiana tomorrow night. And like I said, I mean, how far can they go without Randle and Ananobi? They need these guys. And obviously, you have to have Jalen Brunson. There's no doubt about it. So Knicks right now, 33-19. That they'd be 33-19?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but they got to get healthy. They can't win without these guys. They just can't. They're amazingly banged up, I mean, right now. No, nothing else you could say. No. You know, you're not. Like I said, I'm watching a game last night, and I'm like, they got no shot in this game. Just by the guys they put out. Like they said, they had two, like, G League guys I never heard of. Who is this guy? I forget the guy. I don't even remember the guy's name. But two guys I never heard of. Like, who the hell is this guy playing here tonight? I don't know this guy. He's some guy named Brown, I think. I never heard of the guy. Number 44. Where the hell did he come from? And there was another guy, too, I guess, was in the G League. They trotted out there last night. And only had eight guys. I mean, it was bad. You know, I forgot Achiuwa played last night, too. Precious. Precious and Few. I like him. No, he's a good player. Very precious, Precious Achiuwa. But he is a good. No, he's good. He really is. But, you know, they got to get healthy. There's no doubt about it. So we'll see what happens. But I like the trade. Knicks get Bogdanovich and Burks. And really, you know, they didn't really give up a lot to get those two guys. So we'll see. I expect they'll be in uniform tomorrow night against Indiana. Hopefully Brunson plays tomorrow night. We'll find out about Hartenstein, but no timetable on when we're going to see Julius Randle. And obviously now it looks like OG Anunoby is going to be out at least 3 weeks after he had this surgery on his shoulder or whatever. I guess that happened yesterday. And who saw that coming, right? We were all pumped up with the trade. Guy comes here, get all excited, plays like 9-10 games, plays great, and gets hurt.
Of course.
Of course he does. Unbelievable. I don't know. I think R.J. Barrett and Emmanuel Quickly are healthy, by the way, in Toronto. I think they're extremely healthy right now. Anyway, so that's the story on the Knicks, and we'll see where we go from here. You got to be happy. I'll tell you what, it is a good time at the Garden because the Rangers now, let's talk about them because they bounced back. They've won their last three games. They're 2-0 since they came back from the All-Star break. And really, right now, to me, it's all about Jonathan Quick, who, to me, has been the MVP of the Rangers this year. Let's be honest. As good as they are, they're in first place in the division. What do they got, 67 points, something like that? They are having the kind of year they're having, with Shesterkin having a very down year. How he made the All-Star team, I don't know. But with Shesterkin having a down year, with Jonathan Quick playing a lot better than him, and right now he's playing. You know, he's played the last three games, and there's no reason that he shouldn't be playing again. Well, they play the Blackhawks. I believe they play the Blackhawks tonight in Chicago. They do. It's the Blackhawks tonight in Chicago. And Quick should play again. Why not? He's red hot. Keep playing him. You know, since the All-Star break, they bounced back with two solid wins over two good teams. They beat Colorado, and they beat Tampa Bay. And I'm surprised to see, with all the problems the Rangers have had over the years in the playoffs with Tampa Bay, that they're actually now 7-0-1 against them in the last eight games they played against them. So that's pretty interesting in the regular season. But the Rangers are having the kind of year they're having with a very down year from Shesterkin, thank God for Quick, and not a great year by Mika Zibanejad. I mean, let's be honest about it. He has not had a great year. Now, Panarin's been phenomenal. What a tremendous season he has. He's got 31 goals. That line has really carried them all year. Vincent Trocheck, Alexei Lafreniere, and my wife loves that name, and Artemi Panarin have really carried the Rangers this year, as well as Quick playing terrific. You know, Kreider's had a solid year. He's had 23 goals and all the power play stuff, but so far, so good. Rangers have won three in a row, two straight, and look, if I'm Peter Laviolette, I'm continuing to play Jonathan Quick for as long as he stays hot. And he has really kind of saved the Rangers with the kind of year that Shesterkin has had. So we'll see. Rangers in action tonight in Chicago against the Blackhawks. Not a very good Chicago Blackhawk team. So hopefully the Rangers take care of business and make it four straight wins tonight against the Blackhawks. All right. Beningo, the Yoda Pain Podcast, getting ready to wrap it up. Super Bowl coming up. Again, my pick again, if anybody really cares. I like the Chiefs getting 2 and the under, which is 47.5. So maybe you want to go the other way. I don't know. I've actually had a good year. I was 2-0 in the conference championship games, so I won both of them. I had the Chiefs getting the points. They won the game outright. I had the Lions getting the 7, and they covered the number, and were very fortunate to cover the number. Didn't look like that was going to happen late in the game, but nevertheless. So 2-0, I'm 7-5 as far as the playoffs this year. So we'll see what happens in the Super Bowl. Everybody enjoy it. And, of course, don't forget, catch my show tomorrow on WFAN at 10 o'clock. I'll be on from 10 to 2. Should be a good one. And we'll be back again Monday. We'll break down Super Bowl 58 on Monday. Everybody enjoy your weekend. And, as always, God bless and all the love.